All right, Jalal Leach joins us. He is a major league scout for the San Francisco Giants and, of course, a former San Francisco Giant. And, Jalal, it's great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm good, Marty. I'm good. We're getting down to the end of spring training.
Yeah. Now, we're going to have you on a lot this year. There's a view from the scout. I like this, and I enjoy having you on. You're a Northern California guy. You have business interests, right, in Northern California?
Yes, born and raised in San Francisco. Grew up in Marin, went to San Marin High School, and now I live in Sacramento.
And you're doing some teaching up there, aren't you? Batting instruction?
Yes, I've had a baseball school now. I think we're up to about 15 years.
Wow.
We train kids, all boys and girls, all ages. Fortunately, 7 kids have come through the program and made it to the major leagues, which is still unbelievable for me. But we work with all skill levels, and I've got some good instructors, and someone's in there daily working.
All right. How does someone get in touch with you? I'll give you a little plug here for us.
The name of our program is Baseball Mentoring Program. It's in Natomas in Sacramento, and the website is B as in boy, M as in Michael, P as in Paul, the number 18.com. So that's BMP18.com, and the 18 comes from the number I wore when I played for the San Francisco Giants before Moises Alou and Mr. Matt Cain.
Did Wotus have 18? I could be wrong. I thought maybe Wotus had 18 for a while.
Murph gave me 18.
Murph, okay.
Yes, when I finally made my debut.
Very good. Jalal Leach is with us. All right. What are your duties now with the Giants? What are you doing?
I am a major league scout. So basically I cover, this year I'm covering 3 different organizations from the major league level down to low A ball. I also do the Pacific Rim, where myself and Mike Kendall, we will go over to Japan, Korea, Taiwan. This year we're going twice a year, so we're going to go in the middle of the summer, and then we're going to go early fall. Because, as you know, last year with Ohtani coming out, every team was on him, and it was a big deal. So we want to stay heavy and involved in that market just in case the next guy comes along.
What do you think about what's going on with Ohtani? Because he's getting whacked around here, and there's a lot of transition going on with him. Are you surprised?
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, he's coming to a different country. We play a different style of baseball here. I'm sure the ball's different. The environment is different. But as a scout, you know, looking at his tools and ability is what I have to base it on. And I think he'll, you know, once he gets settled in and figure out how things work and how we do it here, he should be a very good player. I think he's going to end up being a pitcher at the end of the day, but he definitely has some ability.
All right, Jalal Leach with us. We want to touch upon some of the minor leaguers and the Giants that you've seen, and you're down here looking at the minor league camp as well as obviously here today seeing a major league game. And some of the names that that jump out at me, one is Garrett Williams, a pitcher. Tell me about Garrett Williams, because I will tell you this. He's 23 years old. Last year, 17 games, 15 starts. He was 6-4, 203 on run average, but 92 strikeouts, 93 innings in low A, and got up to San Jose. But Garrett Williams is a name that people talk about. Tell me about Garrett Williams.
Yes, I missed him last year, but I saw him yesterday, and he was as advertised. He had electric stuff, good mound presence. He had an idea out there. He could potentially be a fast tracker for us. I mean, the way the game is today, if you get hot and you get on a roll, I mean, you never know. He could end up in San Francisco by the end of the year. But my first look, it was very impressive. And we're still in spring training, so I know this isn't the end product. So just the glimpses or the flashes that he showed me yesterday, I'm looking forward to seeing him at some point during the season.
Righty or lefty?
Left-hand pitcher.
Good. All right. Garrett Williams, 23 years old. All right. Good one. All right. Now, the one that everyone's talking about, and I know his buddy got hit in the head yesterday. Gonzalez got hit, and he's on the concussion protocol. Elio Ramos got hit in the summer league, and he was out for a while, but you got to see Ramos. To me, he looks a little bit like a young Willie Mays, a body type. You know, he's not 6'5". You know, he's sort of put together really well.
Yes, Elliott, my body comp for him last year when I first saw him instructionally was Ezekiel Elliott for football fans out there. This kid is, he lights up the room. He's engaging. you know, when I introduced myself to him, because I've been to Puerto Rico, his native country, and we just talked about things. And I think he's going to be a really good major leaguer for us. I mean, my grade is high on him. I just like his advanced approach at the plate, the way he plays with enthusiasm, excitement. I mean, this kid technically would be a senior in high school if he were here in the States, and he's already into his first full year of professional baseball. So I think, you know, we've got a really good-looking prospect with Mr. Ramos.
Boy, beautiful. Very good. He's and he's healthy now, obviously.
He looks good. He looks good. He looks very good. So,
Logan Webb. Now, I don't know much about Logan Webb. I'm glad to have you on to fill me in on some of these guys. Logan Webb, what do you see with him? I'm going to give you a little background. 2017 season with Salem, 2-0, 289 earned run average in 15 games, 28 innings, 26 hits, 31 strikeouts, only 7 walks. So, obviously, he has good command. Logan Webb, only 21 years old.
Well, Logan, he's from, well, I live in Sacramento. He's from Rockland, which is just a little to the east of Sacramento. So, for me, I always like to see the local guys, you know, come up or come along in our system. But I had heard, he's a Tommy John guy, and I had heard, you know, since he's come back from TJ, his velo had really ticked up. And so the other day I was over on the backfields, because I like scouting the kids furthest from the majors, because that's where you have to really dream and think and speculate and guess to see if these guys are going to actually, you know, what they're going to be down line. And I saw an outstanding fastball. He was up to 98 miles an hour.
Wow.
With downhill tilt. And I saw a, as we say in the scouting world, plus-plus curveball, a hammer. It was an Uncle Charlie off the table. And I know Javier Baez for the Cubs, the star second baseman, was over there getting some at-bats. Logan punched him out, and I could see Javi kind of try to turn it up a little bit because he realized that this kid had something on the ball. So I think he has a massive arm, and he may be a quick mover in our organization. I don't know if we're going to start him or put him in the pen, but this kid has a really, really big arm.
Well, righty-lefty?
Right-hand pitcher.
Wow, very good. I love this. Very good. Now, there was a catcher that caught your eye as well, a young catcher. Who was that?
Ricardo Genovese. I believe he's from Venezuela. I saw him last year as well in instructional league. He's built like a catcher. He looks like he loves to catch. He's a catch-and-throw guy, which for me is, you know, what you always need. I mean, we have one, a potential Hall of Famer with Buster. I'm not saying this kid's going to be Buster, but he can definitely catch and throw for me, and I think his bat's going to come along. I mean, he's probably 18, 19 years old. I don't know where we're going to start him this year, but just, you know, catching is such a premium in our game that I really want to see what this kid does over the next few years with us.
Boy, beautiful. Jalal Leach, what, great to have you on. I'm going to look forward to this during the year. These are great scouting reports on these players, so I know you know what you're talking about. You're going places in this game. I've always told you that. Good things are going to happen for you. What did you think of Fernandez, Julian Fernandez, the Rule 5 guy? He did pitch yesterday, threw him one behind somebody, hit their bat, and the big arm is there. Well, what's your take on him, at least in spring training?
Well, Julian, I mean, as we know, you know, taking a kid in the with the Rule 5 to maintain them or to hold on to them, you have to keep them in the major leagues the entire season. And for me, you know, I mean, I hope we can keep him because this kid has another massive arm. And you know, his fastball is up to 100. And I was sitting next to Lee Elder at yesterday's game. And Lee, you know, said something to me that kind of resonated. And he said, you know, even though his fastball command might not be exact, he's still hard to square up. And I've seen him throw now 3 or 4 times. And even if his command hasn't been pinpoint or precise, he has been hard to square up. And, I mean, I had a slider up to 93, a curveball that's off the table. He even has a changeup. And it's a young, you know, yeah, it's a young man that we basically took from Asheville in the Sally League, and we brought him to the major league environment. So basically, I keep telling people, we took him from the outhouse to the penthouse, and there's an adjustment. I mean, just like we said with Otani earlier, I mean, who knows, you know, what this kid's going through every time Boach puts him in a game, because he literally, I've been to Asheville, North Carolina. The stadium, it's small, intimate, tiny, maybe 1,500 people at the most, and now, you know, a year later, you're pitching position for the three-time world champion San Francisco Giants in spring training, where, you know, it's almost like a major league environment here. So, I mean, I hope to God we can keep him, because the tools are off the chart with this kid.
Boy, that is a scout talking. That's a scout talking. I've been in Asheville. I think there was a summer camp near Henderson, North Carolina. Isn't that near there, I think?
I've heard of it, yes.
Camp Blue Star was there, Camp Pinewood. I'm going back to my Miami Beach days. Kids went to camp in North Carolina. But somehow I drove through Asheville one time. I don't know why, but I guess I did.
Yes, it's a nice stadium up in the mountain. It's a launching pad. So
the Asheville Tourists.
Yes, correct.
How about that, Kerry Crowley? Pretty good? The Asheville Tourists. How do I know these
things?
Yes,
and also, Marty, in Asheville, there's a hippie community. It's a lot like Berkeley, California.
Maybe that's why I was
there. If you didn't know that.
Yeah, all right. Hey, great to have you on. I'm looking forward to having you on during the season. It's great to have you. You're going to travel quite a bit, so we'll get you on the phone. But these are great reports. I appreciate it. And it's
BMP18.com, and that's the Baseball Mentoring Program.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, Jalal, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on, Mark.
All right, that is more coming up right here at KMBR 680, the sports leader.